Positive heads out there, thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we are firmly convinced that creating success and happiness is rooted in understanding the ultimate nature of reality and the fact that as human beings, we are all immensely powerful fractals of the one and only source consciousness which creates and animates all things. After years of exploring this awe-inspiring truth on this podcast, I'm super, super excited to announce that we are now going even deeper down the rabbit hole on the new late-night style consciousness-elevating talk show called Optimistic, which features none other than you, the listeners. Optimistic is taped out of the epic, spaceship-esque, 8-bedroom property we call the Mystic Manor that myself and the rest of the Optimistic crew now navigate reality from in Venice Beach, California. And you are invited to come experience a Mystic Manor immersion week with us. During your week-long stay, you'll enjoy unique workshops, chef-prepared meals, one-on-one time coaching and consulting with me, and even co-creating magic with me as a guest on both Optimistic and an episode of the Positive Head Podcast. When I started this, my aim with these immersive retreats was to facilitate the ultimate spiritual upgrade and tune-up, so to speak, for our guests while providing them with one of the most memorable experiences of their lives. And I'm happy to say that as of this recording, every guest at the end of their trip so far has told me that they have had a profound and transformational experience at the Mystic Manor and that they definitely want to come back. All that being said, we only have a limited number of spots available between now and next July. And as of this recording, about half of those spots are already filled. So if there's any part of you that is screaming, yes, I want to come, I feel like I need to be there, go now and book a slot with me to discuss how we can put our heads together and make it happen at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon. I know for some people, there is also that little voice in their head saying, why not? You know, I can't get off work. I can't afford it, and on and on and on. But, you know, really, Henry Ford, I think, said it best. Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. And I'm confident that where there's a will, there's a way. And I'm personally committed to doing everything in my power, including discounts and payment plans, to get you here if it is something that truly feels like a huge yes for you energetically and like you're meant to be here. Once again, the link to book time to discuss with me is calendly.com/talkwithbrandon. That's spelled calendly.com/talkwithbrandon, all one word, of course. And book in some time and look forward to seeing you soon here at the Mystic Manor. All right, all you positive heads, here we grow again. It is a fabulous Friday in the studio, and I'm sad to report I'm completely alone today. I have no one here with me. No one showed up at the Mystic Manor this week, and that is a lie. And say hi, everyone.
Hey, hello.
We have a big crew. We have quite the crew here with me today, and it is a sunny day in Southern California. We're going to go out and do a little hiking here in a bit at Inspiration Point. And so as I like to do with these episodes, the whole idea for any of you who are listening for the first time, by the way, my guest here today, as you're about to get an introduction, have been brave enough to come and spend a full week here at the Mystic Manor. We're in Venice, California, just outside of LA. And, I guess Venice is technically LA as well. But, so they spend a week here. We do all kinds of workshops and, sharing and connecting and eating good food. And tomorrow we're going to record an episode of Optimistic, the new late-night style show that I'm putting out into the world with these guys' help. And you can check out all of this stuff, more about it at optimistic.tv. if you want to go check it out. And yeah, even come to the Mystic Manor. We would love to have you here, and all the information is there on the site. But so what we like to do is they showed up on Monday, they leave on Sunday. So we're 2/3 of the way through, I guess. And just take an opportunity on these Friday episodes for everyone to share a little bit about what their experience has been like. And also, you know, you have the opportunity to grab the microphone and share anything that's in your heart or mind that you think the rest of the P-heads out there would benefit from hearing. So which one of you is brave enough to go first? And I knew it was going to be you, Jesse. Just go ahead, Jesse.
I would love to. I've been sitting...
So you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Jesse Coons. I'm coming from Madison, Wisconsin. And I don't know how I showed up here. I think that's the best part in my design and life up to a week ago has been very conjured by myself and my mind and my thoughts. And I believed I wanted to do that. And as I've come out here, it's interesting. I battle between what do I have to say? Mm. Or do I have anything to say at this point? And interesting is the experience I've had at home related to this and what's going on around me now. I used to be able to play by play. I'd sit down, I'd say, hey, I had this experience. Let me walk through step by step and explain it. And what's happened to me over the last handful of days is I am forced to paraphrase. you don't want me to repeat the it's that profound that day. I will miss out on the present that I'm in right now explaining what I just did. Yes, you know, so it's what parts and pieces do I pull from to share that have most affected me. The first and foremost that I'm super grateful, and that's come to me as the first thing I want to say to anybody out there is finding this, finding you people, finding like-minded individuals. I'm humbled and grateful for it beyond words. The second is I love you all. Oh. But that's it. That comes rolling off the back of that one.
Jesse, you need to open your heart more, man. Come on.
and a gift to me that I keep growing. Heart, definitely. I've got a couple that I'll bounce off, and then I'll roll along here and share. But this is something that I wanted to get out, and it relates back to, I want to talk about the Mystic Manor, and an inquiry. So I literally stumbled into this out of happenstance and it getting dropped my way. And if you knew who I was, most things are by my design. So having something come to me and not being ready for it or prepared or polished is rare. And an inquiry came, and I don't remember it exactly, but two pieces jump out. And one was, what do you expect? And I didn't know. And the other was, what are the measures of success? And I'm like, oh, KPI, the performance indicator. Like, my other mind starts drawing back, and I'm like, you know what? I also don't know, and I'm gonna rest in that. Mm. And I fast forward into me opening those questions, resonating with me is what I expect and what's going on. Part of it is this balance component that I've come here to start to discover. I have these tools, and this is all in us. Like, we know that. And as I get the validation that you have these tools and the three, it's kind of these three out of sheer will, desire, or desperation, I've been able to deploy these tools in my life and get what I want out of those three components with no intention and no heart behind it. And I've done that over and over and over. And I for the last year have come up to a point where I'm stepping back from it and going, how do I direct this thing? So an unforeseen an expectation that's come to me is figuring out how to direct this thing and balance what I was using to search, where I thought it was all analytics and, you know, make a safe bet before you place your chips, you know, like figure out, you know, make sure you analyze it to a T and you can build a performa and get the invest, like do figure it out. And feel was far from that. So my journey has been bringing in that feeling component that I'll talk about. My search has been do it with your head. I mean, you have to have some analytics and figure out which way to go, but then what feels right. And that was this, it's been foreign to me. And for me to, again, I have to paraphrase, but it's thrill bumps, goosebumps, chills, validations in a number of different ways, and I'll get into the other piece, is it's the measures of success in this realm, in this world that I'm stepping into, I'm used to seeing numbers and color, you know, and the colors were either red or you're in the red or the black. Like that was it.
Right, right.
And to come around to my measures of success that I see can be a sweatshirt that I wore that matches a painting on the wall.
Yeah.
Totally different. And again, paraphrasing because of that one alone's an evening. But they come along and they validate to the, and being open to those validations of feeling paired with, I have to think about where I'm going and analyze the option, but then be validated and open to those and accept that those feelings along the way. The last piece, and again, you catch a little bit of my drift of having a script here because I can't but help some of my who I am. But the last piece, and this has been building, and I guarantee it will continue to, is I want to give a reflection of what brand is created here from my perspective. And the Mystic Manor to me is a real life. This is a real life example of what we're all conjuring in the ether of our minds of saying, how does this come to be? How do we know it's there? Is it, you look around, you're like, there's a yoga studio. It's kind of here. And no, this is it. This is a real life living example. And what it allows, or I see through it, is it's a launch pad. And it's an absolute launch pad. And, you know, coming in, not being, I don't have the depth of anybody in here, or at least to my awakened knowledge, but looking at it, and I was intimidated, and I come in and I realize, you know what, it's a launch pad for awareness and awakening. Mm. The beginners, the walking in. And then I turn around and I see Don, and I go, it's a launch pad for the cultivation. And somebody that's now garnering followers and impact, and they've got mm-hmm. something to share, it's a launch pad for his journey.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turn around and I look at Brandon, and he's not done, and he's growing, and people are coming in and feeding him. So it's a launch pad
yep.
for this growing and outreach and continuance.
Yeah.
So it's a place for all walks, and that's what, and I'll probably modify that definition, but I've been trying to conjure what this is. You know, it's not an Airbnb. thank you. I'll lay back. But
yeah, that's beautiful. And that's definitely the intention that was set with this place. Is like, this theme keeps coming up and over again. Is like, oh, am I worthy to be there? Am I spiritual enough? Am I, you know, every week I hear some level of that, and the answer is always the same. It's like there's no one more worthy than everyone who stepped foot in here. Everyone is equally as worthy as I am, as the facilitators that are here, the Sam doing the workshops, or Kim or Leah, or any of the things that are happening here. My guests tomorrow night when we're recording Optimistic. Like, it's all different parts of the same puzzle, right? It's all, the puzzle isn't a complete puzzle without every single part. And we're all shifting and changing and growing constantly. And so, like, someone else could, you know, Deepak Chopra could look at me and say, oh, Brandon's still in the minor leagues. Like, you know, and that, and from one perspective, he'd be right compared to where he's ascended to. But yet there's more for him to go, and next and next and next. So we're all on the same ladder, and we're all just walking each other home. And that's the biggest takeaway I want everyone to come here and feel, like, all the magic and everything that you see, you know, swirling out of this container, this vortex, is a reflection of something that's in you that you're cultivating and calling in more of, right?
Yeah. And what's crazy is listening to him talk about this. Like,
this is Don speaking, by the way.
Yeah, Don Hamm.
And you heard Don on Wednesday's impromptu Soul Share episode that I've been getting a bunch of feedback from.
Yeah, Life Accelerator. I love that.
Yes.
I'm going to introduce myself like that. Yes. But what was crazy about listening to him talk about... this may be the first time I've heard him say, well, I came in here and I was like a novice and I didn't really... And there has to be something about this place that, like, activated his, like, genius, his ascended master, his whatever you want to call it. because I have learned and grown so much just by hearing his perspective and his experience. And I honestly, until this moment, I thought he'd been doing this stuff for a while
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, like he, you know, he's like God, so far beyond me. I wonder what he's doing. It's
so funny.
He's got these badass Christmas in front of him. Beautiful totems. He's having these magical experiences. I'm getting downloads from him. I'm watching him kind of go into outer space during this sound. I think that just speaks to the fact that like this the thing that happens here, this kind of mystical journey, this positive head, you know, like all of these things that are happening, is kind of a universal, intrinsic, like human right, human experience.
Yeah.
And then when you get in a vortex or a field or a group of company where the people are in alignment with that awakening or whatever, it doesn't actually matter where you think you are on this time space journey. Like boom, you're gonna drop in, and all of a sudden something's gonna open up, and you're gonna have this experience. It's not just deeply profound to you, but all the people around you.
Yeah.
And then you have a moment like this on a podcast where you can be like, holy shit, every other human listening to this, every other human that might touch somebody that's listening to this, like this is an activation point, like touch point that's actually happening now for everybody. And so it's just like, it's crazy how the universe is kind of like, oh, you came in here as a novice, cool, you're going to be caught up real time with everybody, you're going to be having a very beautiful symbiotic experience. And so it was crazy to hear him say, oh yeah, novice. I said, like, what? So I was just like, I think it just speaks to like what's going on here.
Yeah,
and just in general.
Well said, Mr. Ham. Well said. It's such an honor. It's such a humbling experience for me to be able to cultivate this container and to you know, have the opportunity to get to connect with you guys and everyone who comes through here. It's like, you know, I always say that everywhere you go, you're there waiting for yourself. Mm-hmm. And so the people that I see that are close reflections, I'm just like so honored each time, each week, you know. It's like, wow, there's so much beauty here and there's so much goodness, and I see so much of myself. And so yeah, this has been just an incredible, it feels like I've been doing this forever now too. And it's really only, you know, we started in July, so it's
and it feels so well curated for something that seems yeah. new. There was just an intentionality and like a heart intention you can see, and just all, there's just so many little things that like have love and attention and like these perfect imperfections about them that allow the facets, you know, and of light and stuff to come out. So yeah, no, it's a, anyway, I still feel humbled and honored and grateful to be here, and super grateful for you. So.
Likewise,
and
my
all
friend.
These people, man.
Yeah.
How cool is this? The all these people show up.
I know, it really is. Like all these people want to come hang out with us for a week.
So dope! I'm so excited to get to meet these people.
Yeah,
it's a chance I get to like really connect with people from you know, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super crazy. And then the guy I heard on the podcast, and I'm sitting in his house talking to him.
Lovely ladies.
Well, just going off of what Adon said, I'm Angela. I'm from Pennsylvania, about an hour north of Philadelphia. And I've been listening to the podcast for about 3 years. And just one day, driving to work, hearing Brandon for months and months talking about this amazing place, I felt my pineal gland just buzzing. I've listened to this all the time. Just this one day, I felt it, and I just knew from that point, by the time I got to work, my entire body was just buzzing, like so electrified. Went right on Calendly, made the appointment, talked to you that Sunday. But like, it was like I knew you for so long, and it was like I was coming home. And even on the welcome page, it says welcome home. And that really what it is, it's like here. It's so welcoming from the moment you walk in the door. And everything for me has just fallen into place, and that's from not putting any expectation on it. Just knowing that these sensations that my body are telling me that this is where I'm supposed to be. And every time that I talk to somebody here, anytime anybody opens their mouth at this place, it's just sharing of knowledge. It's something that I feel when somebody's talking to me, I get this message that they didn't know they were giving to me, but it's exactly what I needed to hear. It is so magical here, and I'm so happy to be part of this entire project. Like, I hope that this just flourishes and just brings so many more people into this community, this family, because it really is a tribe. I feel so welcomed here, so in my own, I can just express and be be absolutely happy and joyous and wake up every morning with a smile on my face, see that California sunshine, and just know that, like, I'm just going to be radiating. And absolutely. So thank you for all of you for making this experience beyond what I could ever even imagine.
You are radiating. And you know, and of course, you didn't say your name.
Oh, Angela. Her name's Angela.
Oh, you did. Okay, maybe I missed it. Okay, Angela with an O came in, and it's funny because I had just pulled the sun card. I'd done a tarot card pull, like, I think the day before you guys arrived, and I pulled the sun card, and then you walked through the door, and you've been wearing the sun, this little mini sun card the whole week, and I'm just like, oh, it's so beautiful. You are a ray of sunshine, so it's good that you mentioned that.
That's when I feel my highest self, and I really do. I feel like that radiating sunshine, and I feel that here. There was one time we had the Soul Jam, and I felt after that, that moment, I felt like I was just, like, I manifested that. I wanted to be in a community to sing, to be able to just, and the whole time my body was vibrating, just like, oh.
Soul Jam, by the way, guys, is like a workshop that happened one of the nights while the guests were here this week, where it's just a bunch of people from the local community, you know, in our extended tribe, 25, 30 people, and a lot of artists and people just like freestyle, offering whether spoken word or singing a song or rhyming, you know, rapping, playing the drum, you know, whatever it is that someone feels like sharing, and it's very freestyle. It's a Soul Jam.
Yeah, but all based in gratitude. Every single person was just pouring with gratitude just to be in the presence, to have this opportunity to come together. And this is what we need in our communities everywhere around the world to unite us, because that was such a powerful thing for me. And what is weird is that the next morning I woke up and I was like, wow, maybe I don't feel, like, maybe I don't fit here for some reason. Like, and then, and it was weird because, but we had gone through some of the workshops, and I realized that about myself is that I have, like, these periods of being bright, sunny, and then it, like, goes down, and I have, like, this self-doubt that comes in, and then, like, I build myself back up, and now I'm, like, vibrating and, like, vibrant again. But it's even knowing those things so I'm aware of it, so that those things don't pull me down and spiral me down. There's so many moments like that that have opened my eyes to who I really am so that I can accept who I am and ascend instead of have it pull me down.
Come back when you're in the valley. I mean, that's what our journey is. It's these peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
And one of the big differences, one of the big level ups, I believe, is when you start to be able to actually observe when you're in the valley, not attached to it, like, oh, this is it, all is lost, I'm just deep lost in it underwater, so to speak. It's like, oh, I can see my energy is off, I'm in a lower state right now, and start telling the story of it, and this is a part of the journey, and the better I navigate this valley, the higher than the next peak,
right?
And I think that's a really crucial thing, in knowing that the valley is a necessary part for the peak to exist. So then you're finding you can learn to love it and find peace with it. You know, it doesn't mean like, oh, this is my preference, I want to be way down here all the time. Okay, maybe this isn't my preference, but I understand the necessity of it, and I'm going to be at peace with it. And then you can just like navigate right through it. Next thing you know, you're at a whole new peak that you didn't listen to before.
We did yoga. We had training with Kim Boda, which was amazing. And it was everything that I needed to get back to this bright sunshine.
Dr. Joe workshop?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely beautiful, working out as it should.
Yeah. Kim is such a bright light, isn't she?
She is amazing. I'm so glad that she was here. And it's great that some of the facilitators are here in the house overnight with us. So it's not just the workshop.
Yep.
We have time to really get to know them as a person and see how much that they just want to be part of this community and help as many people and bring as many people in as they can. So beautiful.
Oh, what a wonderful share. Thank you, Angela. Yeah.
Thank you.
And then there were two.
I'll go first. I'm working on my perfectionism. So I was just journaling this morning, and I was writing down the highlights.
And who are you?
Oh, sorry. Jordan Hartsheim from Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, Jordan.
Just say hi. So I've been trying to journal and capture all of my experiences, but like what Jesse said, it's like, oh, well, then I, like, I'm not here. And there's so much that constantly is happening that's a beautiful journey. And even if it's not happening, just, like, being physically here, you can feel it. And so I was like, all right, I'm just gonna write down my highlights. And so I'm writing it down. I'm like, wait, that's everything that's happened so far. And I think one of my favorite things that's happened is like the journey coming here. Like you were saying, I set up the Calendly link. I was like, I don't think I'm really gonna go, but it sounds like fun.
Let's talk to this weird hippie out in California and see what happens.
And I assume like one of Brandon's assistants is gonna call, and like it's because like it's Brandon Beecham, right? His podcast. And I've been listening to it for several years on and off, and then I get a phone call, and he's like, hi, this is Brandon. And I was like, wait, I respond now? Because I'm listening to his voice in the podcast. And then coming here and, like, seeing him, and he gives me a big hug and welcomes me. It's like, whoa, like, that was really cool. But then yesterday, there's been a lot of just, like, going with the flow, and we were going to... We were gonna go get vegan pizza, and the vegan pizza place that everyone recommended was closed 3 to 5, and we got there at like 3, and so it just so happened that it didn't work out. And then the crystal shop that I wanted to go to was right next door, and so we went into it, and it's just
333.
Like, yeah, 333.
When we walked in.
And so like I'm obsessed with crystals, and it's like they're just really cool. And so we walk in, there's this really cool lady, Jenny, and she welcomes us, and then we're just like in awe when we first walk in. It's just like small little crystals. Then
it's called Mystic Journey. Like you walking distance from the Mystic Manor, yeah. Basically.
Every single person here suggested that we go there from day one. So finally,
when I first came here, first time coming here, when I was moving in, I had to, you know, the directions, you know, following Google Maps or whatever, just like turned like right in front of Mystic Journey. I'm like, it's leading the way to the Mystic Manor.
Yeah. And so then we turn right, and there's these huge like sculptures it would look like, but they're just rocks. And it is so beautiful. And I just wanted all of them. And so anyways, I am connected to apophyllite. Is that the one that you have?
Where at?
The one that you're holding this. Is that apophyllite?
What is
the one for joy?
Maybe. I'm not 100% sure. It's actually not mine, not sure what it is.
Well, I wanted to hold the apophyllite. I think it is. Yeah. And so, and then Jenny opens the thing and gives me the apophyllite. And then, like, the sign of it jumps off of the shelf. And I was like, whoa. I was like, I knew I wanted it, but I didn't know it really
wanted me too. Yeah.
And then it's like a small, like, less, smaller than my hand for like $200. And I was like, yeah, we'll see. I'll manifest that. I just got out of Kimboda's workshop and working on manifesting. And then so the sign fell off again, and I was like, okay, cool. Like, it's coming to me in the future. I took a picture of it. And then they were telling us, like, it's fine. You can touch the rocks. You can check it out. And so my partner, Jesse, was touching this, like, huge $7,000 apophyllite. And then we're all talking into these synchronicities with Jenny. And I look at him, and he's holding a chunk of the rock in his hand. I was like, oh, shit.
It fell off?
Yeah.
I literally put a hand, and the thumb wiggled, and I was like, look at the price
on the big one.
This is one. So I was like, okay, well, we're taking home a $7,000. And then he shows Jenny, and her face was just like in pure shock and fear. And the owner of the store is like right next
to us.
Yeah,
Jeff, and I'm like.
So anyways, she's like, oh, I think I'm going to bring this to the sound bath. And I was like, can I actually buy it from you? And she's like, yes, you need this. It's supposed to come with you. So
wow,
here it is. And yeah, and then I talked to Leah last night, and there's synchronicities there. So it's just a really beautiful thing. And I mean, you're constantly, if you're open to the confirmation of what it is that you're seeking, that's always seeking you. So
yes, it is.
It's been beautiful. Great meals and great people around.
The food is so good.
And yeah, and even just like the housemaids are so welcoming to be here of the space. And one of the things that I've really opened up to that Everett has that is surrendering. And he is so right, because the most beautiful things of magic has happened in that surrendering to the moment. So
beautiful. So you literally went in and hijacked a piece of a $7,000 crystal. I like that. This is cool. I've been sitting here playing with it the whole time, and I had no idea that's
what it was. It's a stone of joy.
Of course it is.
Million-year-old piece of art that we broke off there.
Beautiful.
It's meant to be. It's very cool.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, then there was
last
one.
Last but not least. And
last but not least.
Hello, I'm Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Jessica Rabbit.
I'm from San Gabriel Valley, so east, like 15 minutes east of East Los Angeles. El Monte, that's where I grew up. Mm-hmm. I was pretty apprehensive to come because I didn't think like I was gonna fit in, because like I grew up and still like surround myself with a lot of like subculture people, like punks and like goths and just very, you know, more darker type of people. Mm-hmm. So like I was just like, oh man, like how's it gonna be? Like, are they gonna be like a bunch of super crazy hippies?
All these they stare into my eyes uncomfortably for more than 2 minutes, I'm leaving.
But everybody, you know, has been very nice and welcoming, so I don't know. I'm always like in my head all the time. And naturally I'm an introvert, so like towards the end of the night, I'll kind of just like go into like my little room and just kind of disappear, because I don't know. I just need like that space to just like recharge.
It's a lot too. Each day is a lot of energy swirling.
And I'm used to like cocooning myself throughout the week, like in my personal life. So like having all these people around, like
it's a lot.
All day. Yeah, it is a lot. So I kind of like start like shutting down. But it's a good experience, you know, to just kind of put yourself out there. And it is kind of surreal because, you know, being listeners of the podcast and then like living with Brandon, like, what
hold
is
on,
this?
He's my roommate.
what do we do?
Yeah, it's like,
but it's not
like pretty meta. It's like, wow, you know, like everything is just like, you know, nothing's real, you know what I mean? Like, there's like, it's interesting because, like, I actually wrote a song about, my latest single that I wrote was actually like the lyrics were influenced by everything I learned on this podcast.
Oh, really?
But like, I haven't brought it up to you because I'm just like, I don't know. I don't want to be like.
You got it. No, I got to hear it.
I'm going to tell her all week.
Wow.
You got a song in there?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to be that person that's like, hey, like, listen to my song.
Okay.
You know, like,
Has this been recorded and is out there and everything?
Yeah, it's released already.
Okay, what do you think about me having, because this gets edited and published here later on today. So what do you think about me just, none of us have even heard it. Well, you've heard it, Don. Are you okay with us playing it at the end of today's episode?
Sure. No, yeah, the only
bam. Thing, how's that for manifestation?
You know, it's so weird because when I was gonna record the song, like in the back of my head, I was like, yeah, when it's done, like I'll like email like Brandon about it. And so it could like be.
I'm so glad I'm hearing right now.
Yeah, like because I had envisioned that it could be like one of those like
outro songs. Yeah.
But then I just never did it. Like,
good
I didn't
vision.
Wanna,
it's happening today.
Yeah, like I didn't want to try too hard, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I didn't want to push it. Yeah. Like, forcefully. Incredible.
This is a great way to tell me that. It couldn't be more perfect.
But another reason why I was like nervous, because it's not the genre of that, it's kind of more like dark wave, very like electronic synth derived. So it's not necessarily like super dark, but kind of it's a little,
you know what comes up for me with this? So a lot of what's happening here at the Mystic Manor is because of Everett. And Everett is my good friend, lives here, creative director of the show, you know, primary co-collaborator, getting it off the ground. And that connection, that friendship came through his partner, Ronit, who, actually she was here last Saturday. Yeah, you guys weren't here yet, I guess. But his former partner, Ronit, who is very, like, I used to go to their gatherings and it'd be like, everyone's in black and I'm wearing like pink and orange and like it's super, like, you know.
I probably would connect.
Yeah,
to that.
You would love, yeah, yeah, you would love like the Crescent Manor is her place. And so very like,
oh wow.
Yeah, yeah.
See, yeah, so I've been struggling with like kind of loving that dark side of myself, because I feel like, oh no, like in order to be successful it has to be high vibe and light, and
it's, you know, all a part of it's, there's no work of art without shadow in it, right?
Exactly. So yeah, and I got like affirmation last night with my QHHT session.
Oh cool.
About, you know, just doing what feels right, you know, not thinking too much about it and just following the flow. So that was good to hear.
It's so cool. I mean, like, literally, like, this whole thing happening here is partially because of someone making, you know, definitely, like, moody, goth-ish vibe-influenced music that's beautiful. I mean, she's a beautiful singer, and like, well, but definitely on a darker tip. And, I mean, that's how a lot of this is happening. So it's a great tie-in. Because if it hadn't been for Ronit listening to the show, reaching out to me, us then becoming friends, she lived local, then I met Everett, and Everett's like, let's do the show together, you know, as a brilliant videographer. So it's another great example of...
Yeah, that's really great to hear, like another affirmation.
Yeah.
Well, and it's the reason why I love it, like, because she was, I was just like, I'm not going to tell him about it. I kept wanting to be like, she actually wrote this song inspired by the show.
Wow.
And once you pay attention to the lyrics, I was like, holy shit, it's like kind of, the lyrics are like very simple, but profound at the same time.
So excited to hear it.
Yeah, but what I love about it is this, like, and she was like, well, I think it's too dark. And I was like, for me, it's this perfect symmetry. It's a symbiosis of positive heads, even the word positives in the name of the podcast. And then the message is, you know, this like kind of positive thing. But it's delivered in this kind of like gothic, like
synth, I love it,
like way, and so it's I just love the symbiosis there, and it's one reason why I like her as a partner, and then like the music is, I was just like, no, it's not just this one thing,
yeah,
it's this like layered texture, and I think it'll land if you're in darkness, it'll land in this certain place, and then if you're in light, it'll land in this certain place, and it has these different access points. Yeah,
but that's what I feel like more of like my purpose with music. I'm starting to understand, especially after the session yesterday. Is to be, you know, that those people who relate more to like the darker side, to like we bring that out and make and relate to them, but then also bring like the more spiritual side along with the darkness.
Yeah.
So I feel like integrated with all that now.
Integrating and transmuting shadow and turning it into something really beautiful.
Yeah,
like how much art comes from struggle and hardship and hurt and pain and darkness, like so much.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so exciting. I'm so glad. Just the other day, another artist that's a good friend of Everett and Bernice, you may have heard of, have you ever heard of Curly?
No.
Check out Curly. She's pretty well known. And she was just here a couple days ago hanging out with Everett. And I think of her and her music, same thing. It's very spiritual centric, but there's also like that dark edge and like,
oh my god, see, I didn't even know there's people doing that.
Yes.
Oh my god, I love that.
You are not alone.
Yes. Oh, so great to hear.
Yeah, and you're local too, so we'll have to, you know, we'll have to set up a play date with you and Ronit, because
I would love that.
She's amazing. She's been on the podcast and everything before, so you guys out there that have been listening for a while probably heard her, and her music's been played and all that before. So
awesome.
Wow, this has been so cool. I love these big groups are so great. Like, so who has, as we wind down here, does anyone have anything that they feel really compelled to share, to get off their chest, that's just something that, you know, that has helped in your own journey that you think...
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. No. I'm just... Yes, take it away.
Well,
please,
before you said that, I wanted to say something else, too, and I think I know... that there is open spots for future.
Oh, yeah. There is. In January, there's a few spots still.
I was going to say, and you guys all might be able to attest to it. Sorry, Angela. But, like, the couple experience, too, to go with my partner. I've been doing a lot of journey and work on my own. And like Jesse said, I mean, he's very talented and gifted. But, you know, he's trying to figure out the structure to it. And so... I've been trying to work and progress with my journey together, and it's been difficult in a way to move that together. And so the first day And we like dug down deep into our like deepest wounds that I didn't even know. And it was super raw. It made that connection with both of us so much stronger. Mm. And we understood each other way better. And just like what a cool experience to share and hold each other accountable for the work that we're going to be doing and bringing it forward. So that's a really cool thing to have.
Yes.
Couples retreat.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, same. It's one of those things. It's
Don like, and Jessica are a couple.
Yeah, so. it's one of those things too, where it's just like, you know, I read all these books and I do all this stuff because I do some coaching and stuff, and I'm always like, boy, how do I inject or touch or explain this concept that's been in my mind forever, like to her, because it would be helpful for her, for me, and for the third, you know, for the couple, and. And then the answer came when Kim came and started going through her stuff. I was like, oh my God, this was the thing. I didn't know how to share with my partner, but it's here. And now we have a common language around it. So now we can support each other and encourage each other because it's something I need too. And it, and what I've kind of seen as a couple, this kind of really beautiful thing has happened. As she's kind of like shed some layers of, you know, blocks and stuff within herself, I've watched her just brighten up as a, like, as an individual.
Mm.
And then I've... you know, my experience here, I came here specifically because I was stuck around my coaching. Everybody I know tells me I should be a coach. I get affirmations from coaches in coaching programs that, why are you teaching this?
Yeah.
That happened here while I was here.
Come on, Ace of Spades. Yeah. Get with it.
And so I was trying to get unstuck there. And then literally, like, when you're just like, hey, want to be on the podcast? It was just, like, the first moment of unstuckness. And I literally put my email out there, and people were responding to me. And I was like, how do I generate content? And I told you when I was going to be on the podcast, I was like, here, take a question and just throw it out there. And let's see what it gives birth to in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just gave this question, and I just started talking. And I literally was just like, well, what if other people that heard my story the other day or heard me on the podcast just... had any question for me about my journey, about how I do what I do, or how I got there, or where I got stuck, or what the hard thing is, whatever the access point is. And so people have literally been responding to people like, thank you so much. Two things. It shows me that you are not alone.
Mm-hmm.
It shows me that I'm not alone, and that we're kind of in this together. So it's kind of healing for me,
yeah,
like, to be like, thank you for listening to this, and I might have some answers for you.
Yeah.
You might have some for me, and then everybody that sees those answers might have answers.
Mm.
And so I just started to see this kind of like webbing,
mm-hmm,
like together, where I was just like, hey, this is actually how I start what I do, is I will actually be of service directly to people.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, you know, one person just messaged me. Oh, he wanted me to say thank you.
Aww.
For your work. He's like, thank you. You're still at the Manor. Thank Brandon so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. He's this guy that was addicted to heroin for a long time. He's been sober for a while now, and he struggles with like a lack of not forgiving himself.
Sure.
It's just like, and I was just like, man, I know that spot, so I can help you. And but anyways, grateful. Like, you've actually helped him with his sobriety, like your show.
Wow.
So
wow.
I want to make sure that...
Now we're like tag teaming it.
Yeah. So it's just one of these beautiful, like, I wanted to share that because, like, to bring it into the empirical, like, hey, there, like, something happened here where it was actionable. I had a desire and a goal, and I kind of got like little seeds and little steps. And then obviously, you know, as long as I'm welcome, I'd love to be more part of the community. And
you are the community. You are a part of the community. You're not allowed to exit.
And so
it's like the hotel California. You can come, but you can never leave.
Hello, what a beautiful place to be. But yeah, and so it was really kind of, as I watched these kind of things dissolve from her, and I saw like her own lotus flower, like, blossom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw these kind of things, like with me, I literally felt like we were like two lights together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt her light get brighter. I just looked at her, I was just like, geez, I just look at you all the time, and I'm like, always remarkable at how beautiful she is.
She's stunning.
And then I just the last couple days, like, there's just something that's happening, like, energetically, where these like layers and barriers to her even just understanding your own beauty, like as an essence on the planet, was starting to just like fall away. And I was just like, holy cow, you're just
getting more and more beautiful.
She was like glowing, and I was just like, you know, and I was like, wow. And then I feel my own light getting brighter.
Mm-hmm.
And then so to have these kind of individual experiences, and then the symbiosis, and I was just like, dude, this is exactly how like couple transformation and life transformation. It's like you have your own experience, and then those experiences as individuals become touchstones for like this expanded experience, and then all of these little things that happen even deeper.
Woo.
Yeah,
I feel it.
And the, on the relationship counseling that that comes here, it's in my experience, and this isn't my first relationship. And when you right?
Hold on, you told me
it's coming out.
You told me you were a virgin.
But as you come together on something, first, this is something I'm waiting when I'm here to be like, dude, that's enough. Because everywhere else, if I talk like this, people are like, stop it with that? How about the weather or football team? Like, let's do something else. Yeah. And it doesn't stop unless you need your time, but you can continue that conversation. That's also something I found in my partner. And when we came together, this is newer. My walk's newer. It's less familiar. My depth, and I didn't have the resources. There's things that we grow together. But I'd always kind of felt like a student to her experience, mm-hmm. and I didn't know how to align and grow together as equals in a relationship as we see each other. And then all along the way, we've run into individuals that are like, oh, I'd never talk to my husband about this. Mm-hmm. And then we'd come back together and be like, could you imagine being in a relationship where you couldn't talk to him? Like, it's unbelievable. So I'm so happy that that's who I get to share this with.
Aww.
And this place has been my ability to at least understand the area, because there's parts of it that, as any relationship, you're not fully comfortable talking to your person saying, hey, this is, I don't know this part or maybe she doesn't either, he doesn't either, but you look to the resources here, the relationship counseling, and I'm like, hey, I've got to go sort something out. And as you do, you come back and you have a way to communicate what you were trying to do, but you needed to figure it out, and this kind of group help way of doing it is really, Don spoke to me so many times. Kim was incredible. I mean, there's just a lot of ways to kind of come closer in alignment with what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
The other piece I'm being called to say that I want to talk about, and Angela, you brought it up with people at the workshop leaders and the individuals staying here and not only being up in front or connecting, but also eating dinner with you or however this works. Is authenticity.
Mm. Oh my goodness.
And I have this authenticity barometer, whether it's wasabi or, I'm like, hey, wait a minute.
That's horseradish. Get it out of my sight.
and I seek authenticity. Many seek authenticity. And I was nervous. And I got a little bit, because when you resonate with somebody, and I'm barely, out of the 1 million hours of Podhead positive packet. I mean, there's so many, and I'm like, I'll never catch up to this guy because, again, he needs to.
Because he doesn't shut up.
He needs to paraphrase. Yeah, no. I'm like, this is so cool. This is so cool. But I have had the experience where when I pierce the veil with my guru, it's not what I expected.
Mm.
And that's happened to me in my life where this authenticity veil fades. And I'm like, oh man, they're going to gripe they have the same. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say, I didn't put this one together. So the Brandon's authenticity is, as I've gotten to know him, and have discussions with him, is I haven't been let, and I'm raising your bar here. Oh. So I haven't, but there's nothing I see, and not to say that you're far, but there's nothing that you've said within contradiction of what you're trying to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, sometimes I get preached by a guru or whoever I'm following, and then I catch them in the contradiction or and I'm like, that's live by it, do your thing. And there's nothing that's come out of you that I then see you going back on. Mm. And that truth, or that, what you said at the dinner table to me, I said, I can't even remember what I asked, but I remember your response, Goofy, right? And you said, I believe in this so wholeheartedly that there's just no other way it would be.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a good one. That's really good. So I just wanted, that's the spots left to fill, and people like the authenticity of coming in. And even if you're like, no, I like listening and I don't really want to interact, the interaction's been nothing but beyond that.
Mm. Wow. Thank you for that. Yeah, I definitely, it's funny. Someone just shared with me a little bit ago, talking about the full moon that just happened, and how it's all about this little video. It's all about like bringing your authentic truth to life and nothing hidden. And I'm literally like an hour ago, okay, well, that's what it's about. Like, is there anything where I'm out of, you know, authenticity, or I'm like something is hidden that needs to be brought to light? And, you know, I was just contemplating that. So that's a really good affirmation and confirmation for me to hear that that's your experience, because, you know, certainly we've all had moments in our life. I know I have, where I haven't been authentic, or, you know, I'm sure let people down in their perception. So it's feels really good that, you know, I'm doing better. I'm growing and continuing to like be more and more authentic in my actions. And if I can do it, anyone can do it, because I've definitely, you know, I always think back to my good friend John, who you guys know here, met here, and, or, you know, people who've known me since I was a little kid, and they're like, oh, if they could have seen Brandon at 18, what an asshole. But, you know, like, John always says, I just wish I'd videotaped them all, just to pop everyone's bubble, you know? And, yeah, so thank you for that. Thank you for reflecting that. And thank all of you guys for sharing and co-creating and being willing to support this and be a part of this. It couldn't happen without you. So that's the thing that always sticks out to me, is when people are like, am I worthy? Am I good enough? I'm like, this wouldn't even be happening without you. You are like the key linchpin for it to exist, you know? And any of you guys out there that are feeling called, you know, as Jordan said, I do calls directly with people to explore. And that's something that I decided early on when, you know, I first realized I put it out there that there is going to be, you know, we're going to be doing this. And people sent me their emails like, hey, let me know when you have all the details. And then once I had all the details, I don't think I've ever said this on air. I went to load in all the emails I'd been receiving over the few months leading up to having the price and structure put together. And I went to email everyone, okay, here's the details, you know, let me know if you want to come. And there was 111 people on that list when I uploaded it. And there's 111 spots at the Mystic Manor over the course of a year. There were a few test emails in there with got it there, but it's still like when I saw 111, I'm like, what? And I got so excited, of course. I was like, okay. It that sort of inspired me in that moment. The people who are meant to come, I want to, or feeling the call to come, I want to do everything in my power to make that happen. You know, one, I want to keep the price as low as humanly possible. You know, two, you know, how do I sort of answer their questions directly? Who's going to do it better than me? Should I, you know, like you said, Jordan, is like, have someone else get on and like my assistant or someone like that. And it's just not going to be the same. So I decided I would make time to talk to each person and just explore and do whatever I could. And that's been the most rewarding thing. It's been such a key part of it, mm-hmm. because then I at least get a few minutes with each person before they come. And, you know, so yeah, if you guys would like to do one of those calls, you can set up a call with me at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon. And Calendly is spelled calendly.com/talkwithbrandon. And yeah, I'd love to see you in 2020, bringing in the new year with clear vision, pun intended. And with that being said, does anyone have... Oh, we're going to leave off with a song. I know that. So one of you two are going to have to do the intro, because I don't even know the name of the song yet or what your artist name is, because this is all new to me. So
My artist name is Dolkla. So it's D-O-L-L space K-L-A-W. And the song is called No Death. So yeah, I mean... just look up the lyrics. It's essentially things I have learned while listening to the podcast. So,
wow, yeah. I'm so excited to hear. I'm about to hear, as you guys are about to hear. Anyone else got anything that they want to leave?
So inspiring.
Oh, so inspiring. Yeah, all of you guys are.
One thing I want to make sure that lands is, because we ended talking about couples, is that when you said sun card, she's wearing the sun card, there's something about the radiance and light you have brought to this whole thing that actually is
like the sun.
Feeling and transformative. Like when you say you do stuff with plants, you bring them to life. There's a way in which like you kind of watered and nurtured and brought sunshine and nutrients like to the people here.
Absolutely.
So it's been absolutely beautiful for the individuals and the couples here. I just wanted to...
Don's so thoughtful.
But even being a single person, learning so much from all the beautiful couples that are here. Because back home, I was telling Jordan yesterday that seeing this compared to back home, where in my life it is a lot of just bad, toxic relationships. And so coming here gives so much just hope and inspiration, knowing that there are, that you have your perfect couple, like your perfect other half, your partner.
Mm.
And I know that it'll come to me. I had to work on myself, so.
It's inevitable. You're like such a bright light.
It's coming.
Yeah, exactly. So I thank all of you for the knowledge that you've dropped on me. Everybody here, all the couples that live in the house, that come through the house, even if they aren't couples, it's like everybody is connected.
There's everybody so much love circling.
Absolutely. So.
All right. Well, we have a song to leave you with. It is No Death. And I look forward to seeing you all in eternity, since there's no death. Until next time, journey well. Love you all
so much.
And if you're feeling the call to come for a week retreat style Mystic Manor immersion, remember to go now and book your time to speak with me directly about stepping into the optimistic vortex at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon while there are still spots left. Otherwise, I look forward to co-creating magic with you at the Mystic Manor.